Matthew chapter 20. Because the kingdom of heaven is compared to a man who was a householder, who went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour, 9 a.m., and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right I will give you." And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth noon, and the ninth hour, 3 p.m., and did likewise. And about the 11th hour, 5 p.m., he went out and found others standing idle and said to them, "Why do you stand here all the day idle?" They said to him, "Because no man has hired us." He said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, that you shall receive." So when evening had come, the lord of the vineyard said to his steward, "Call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning with the last to the first." And when they came who were hired, about 5 o'clock in the evening, they each received a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise each received a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, "These last have worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden and heat of the day." But he answered one of them, and said, "Friend, I am not doing you wrong. Did you not agree with me for a penny? Take what is yours and go your way. I will give to these last even as I give to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with my own? Is your eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last, because many are called, but few are chosen." And Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples apart in the way, and said to them, "Indeed, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and will deliver him to the Gentiles, non-Jews, to mock, and to scourge, and to crucify him. And the third day he will rise again." Then the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons came to him, worshipping him and desiring something of him. And he said to her, "What is it you want?" She said to him, "Grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on your right hand and the other on the left, in your kingdom." But Jesus answered and said, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They said to him, "We are able." And he said to them, "You shall indeed drink of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to those for whom it is prepared for by my Father." And when the 10 heard it, they were moved with indignation against the two brothers. But Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that the princes of the Gentiles, non-Jews, exercise rule over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you, but whoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." And as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And two blind men sitting by the roadside, when they heard that Jesus was passing by, cried out, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, you Son of David." But the multitude rebuked them, that they should hold their peace, but they cried the more, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, you Son of David." And Jesus stood still, and called them, and said, "What is it you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." So Jesus had compassion on them, and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him.